Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Better than a blue pill. Rock solid NCAA coverage day and night is here.
Oh, yeah.
On Lincoln's ESPN FM 101.5, 1480 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
For Inside Husker information and fantasy football advice.
That's one of the things I talked to Bill about.
Follow them on Twitter.
Because I think the time is right for this, and it wasn't always that way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Welcome back into Greg and Hooks. Hooksy's out today. Willie J in. Hey, Willie J, what was this tweet you just came in and told me
about? Yeah, so Tim Miles, he just tweeted out a photo.
All right.
And basically it says, coaching in the Big Ten for 7 seasons, and he named off all the coaches that he coached against, and it's kind of cool to see who's left. There's okay. 5 coaches that have not left their school since Tim Miles has started coaching at Nebraska. Who do you think they are?
Coaches that have not left their schools?
Yeah.
Michigan State.
That's right.
Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Wrong.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
There was one coach there. I think he was there 2 years. And then Richard took over.
Okay.
Tubby Smith.
Maryland.
Maryland's there. Yep. Mark Turgeon. There's 2 more.
Oh, Penn State.
Yep.
I guess technically Beeline.
Yeah. Miles has him not at the who's left, but
not on the list.
Yeah, he's got Iowa, Fran McCaffrey.
Fran. So. Yeah. Technically Beeline was there the entire time.
Yeah. It's just kind of cool because honestly, looking at Pat Chambers, how the hell hasn't he been fired yet?
I don't know. super solid question. Super solid question. I don't know. To me, it goes to show you that 7 years is a long time for coaches. You know, like with Tim, and he had obviously got to the tournament one time, so that was a big deal for Nebraska. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But it goes to show you. I mean, here's one. Let me point out to you, okay? So Illinois had John Gross and now Brad Underwood are the two coaches that they have there. You had Minnesota with Tubby Smith and Richard Pitino. For those schools, they spent pretty penny on all those guys. It goes to show that it's not just spending money, but it's hiring the right coach. John Gross was a heavy, heavy, heavy want for Nebraska fans when they hired Tim Miles. But he ended up going to Illinois. He was one of the big guys that was during the tournament that year that was doing really well. Obviously, Tubby Smith has had success other places. Then you bring in Pitino, who's been okay there at Minnesota. But it goes to show you, I mean, even look at Ohio State, Thad Matta, Chris Holtman. Thad Matta had success, but for the level of success they're looking for at Ohio State, not quite enough.
Right.
So it's one of those deals where you, when you look at it, it's there's a lot of money that was spent at some of these schools that they ended up not getting anything out of it.
I'm going to guess Tubby Smith was a big hire for Minnesota.
Yeah, he was. He would have been a big hire for them when they brought him in. And then, actually, Rich Pitino was a big hire for them, too, and they replaced him with kind of, obviously because of his dad and everything that was going in there. But the one that I look at, actually, is Gross and then Brad Underwood. Illinois should be a lot better than what they are. With the talent that they have there, St. Louis is right there. There's a lot going on. They should be better than that, yet they're not. Yeah. And again, when you look at their coach, Brad Underwood's a good coach.
Yeah.
He should be finding success there. It'll be interesting to see what they do, you know, if they ever do, you know, whenever they do move on from him, if they do. He has a long leash, obviously, because he just got there a couple seasons ago. But
no, you're right. I mean, Chicago area, they should be getting talent in there. And I remember John.
Well, he had great success at Oklahoma State. Underwood did. He was really freaking good at Oklahoma State.
How long was he there for? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember how long he was at Oklahoma State, but he had good success there. I remember when he went to Illinois, it was kind of a shocker.
Was it?
When he left Oklahoma State. Northwestern, Chris Collins. Chris Collins is a hell of a coach. Mm-hmm. You'd expect to see him continue to improve, but yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, like, 7 seasons is a long time. You know, if you were someone saying that Tim Miles didn't get enough time, you know, very few coaches with the results that he had in this conference get that much time.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah, John Gross, I remember, because his last year at Illinois, they were even on the bubble. They about made the tournament. They had a crazy end season run, mm-hmm. but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, it's interesting. Matt Painter was also hired around that time. I think he was in the same class. He was another guy there was a big debate on, on whether they were going to go get him. The Pat Chambers thing I don't get, other than he came from a high school. Like, did you know that? He coached high school basketball and went straight to Penn State.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And so he gets to Penn State, and he's been mediocre at best at Penn State. But he also doesn't make much money, so they're good with it. You know, and you saw how few people show up to their games anyways.
Oh,
so
God.
They don't care. If they don't care about it, then why do they need to? That's like exhibit A, in my opinion, of how Nebraska fans keep this place held accountable by showing up to games. Because it'd be so easy for Lincoln, Nebraska to be similar to Happy Valley in the sense that we are a football program and that is it. Yeah. Football, volleyball, right? Mm-hmm. Same idea. We'd be football, volleyball. And but the fans show up and they hold you accountable by being there, by, you know, making sure it's known that they want a winner and that kind of thing. So I think it's a testament, in my opinion, to show that as long as we keep going to games, we'll be holding them accountable. And I don't know. The big one for me is out of Fred Hoiberg, Chris Holtman, Archie Miller, Brad Underwood, probably Greg Gard at Wisconsin. Who do we expect to be the most successful out of those coaches? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Archie Miller is a hell of a coach at Indiana. I think he's going to have something really good going. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We can switch it up a little bit here. We got Tom calling in on the NBA playoffs. What's up, Tom?
Hey, no, I just was wondering to myself, listening to you guys this morning. I love watching the NBA, and I know you guys do too. Mm-hmm. You know, when a guy gets into a fight in the NBA nowadays, you get usually kicked out for the next game, maybe, or two. You know what that is, or how many?
It's all on. The NBA doesn't have a standard rule other than if you get up off the bench, you're suspended the next game. But I think it's usually just wanted to. It usually depends on the severity of it. If you successfully get in a real fight, then you're usually out for a couple games.
So my next question is, and I would love to see this more than anything in the world, is somebody walk over and just knock Drake the hell out, and how many games that you would be tossed if you actually would go over and hit him?
Technically, you'd probably end up going to jail because it's not a,
but
you know,
it'd be worth it. That guy drives me nuts. You know, back in the day Reggie and Spike, that was all you know, fun. But geez, this going to another level. I can't even hardly watch the guy anymore.
No, he likes to stand right behind him too, screaming in their ears, acting all tough. And it's like, man, you need to sit down. I agree with you on that, though. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. I like the suggestion. That final suggestion he had there wouldn't be a bad one. Drake, like, gets up and, like, does stuff to try to distract you. And it's a joke, man. Well, like, I don't know. I don't like what he does. I'm with Tim there on that.
Yeah, think about it. It's his homeland. You know, he acts like he owns the damn place there, so. Feels like he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I just, the way he acts on the sideline is atrocious. Like, it's stupid. There's been some games where they've been trying to inbounds the ball, and he'll be in the guy's ear right here. Like, I mean, like, right over his shoulder, yelling at him. And it just, oh my goodness.
That's so funny. Yeah, he actually just bought a brand new plane, and this thing is like a commercial.
Is it called Hotline Bling?
I don't know what it is. But, yeah. Drake, hey, I guess the curse isn't a thing anymore if Toronto won.
Yeah, I'd like to think that at some level it'll show up again. I'd like to hope anyways. I like it when Drake gets blamed for all that stuff. Like when he shows up to opposing, like, other teams, because he always does. I'm worried Nebraska's going to start winning and he's going to start showing up down here. I don't know about all that.
No, we got it. Send him to Iowa country. Get him a Hawkeye shirt.
There you go. We already have our celebrity, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. I saw him golfing the other day.
I heard that. Did you run over and golf with him?
No. I didn't want to ruin his day.
I'm going to text him, and I'll ask him if it would have been all right. Okay. So you know for next time.
Yeah, tell me what he says.
I will.
Cool.
I like him. He's a very good dude. Very good person.
Funny.
He's had good advice for me over the years on my career.
That's good.
Good guy. Good guy. All right, let's take a really quick break. Talk some Husker baseball next.